Lisa, who's calling us from Tacoma. Hi, Lisa.
How you doing, doctor?
I'm doing okay, ma'am. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I called in last summer. My mother and I both are patients of your office, but my mother had been experiencing and diagnosed with hyperthyroid. And it looks like your office, we got it under control. Mm-hmm. She was prescribed some bioidentical hormones, which have helped a lot in the beginning. She recently just had her hormone levels checked, very high testosterone.
Oops.
So they've recompounded that, taking that out. But she's having bouts again, almost of the hyperthyroid symptoms, nauseous, jittery. Could that be because of the high testosterone?
Well, yes, ma'am, because in women's bodies, and in men's bodies too, but us guys are really slow, just ask any lady. Women are very fast to metabolize. Well, that's the truth, ma'am. You know that. Us guys are very slow to metabolize testosterone into estrogen, but women's bodies, woo-hoo-hoo, are they efficient? And quite a lot of that testosterone turns into estrogen. Now, here's the trouble. When it turns into estrogen, it can turn into estradiol, estrone, or estriol. And the estradiol and estrone, ma'am, those two estrogens, they promote autoimmune disease. I'm sorry. But the estriol, the estriol is anti-autoimmune disease, strictly anti-autoimmune disease, and that is very well researched. That is why when a woman becomes pregnant, if she happens to have an autoimmune disease, sometimes it disappears for the duration of the pregnancy. And that has been tracked right back to all the estriol that's made when a woman's pregnant, plus the HCG that her placenta makes. So, a couple of things. One, probably would be wisest, since she had this happen, and it doesn't happen often, but since she did, to avoid all testosterone in the future. There is another hormone made in the pituitary gland called oxytocin, which helps to maintain muscle mass. And if a woman doesn't have testosterone, she's going to have a hard time maintaining her muscle mass. But this oxytocin does that. That's research proven, too. So anyway, to avoid all testosterone and use only estriol as the estrogen in her bioidentical hormones, because that is proven anti-autoimmune, ma'am. And that way she won't be able to turn anything else into the pro-autoimmune estrogens. It's not fair, but two of the three major estrogens for women promote autoimmune disease. That's not fair, but that's the way it is.
Okay. And they did recompound it. It is estradiol now.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. No estradiol, ma'am. I can't.
Oh, so she can't even have the estradiol. They need to recompound her hormones altogether then.
Well, here, what she can have is estriol, because estriol will do the estrogen job. It's just that we need a greater quantity of it because it's a weaker estrogen, so you use more weak ones and it gets up to the strength of the strong one. And the strong one is the estradiol, but that's also the one that promotes problems if you're autoimmune.
Yeah.
So again, she can use an estrogen, but because it's anti-autoimmune, but it's the only one she should be using, and that happens to be the estriol. Now, if she wants an extra against cancer protection, compounding pharmacies are still capable. This attack hasn't happened yet. Of putting in some 2-methoxyestradiol, and remember that's an estrogen too. But it doesn't contact estrogen receptors, so it doesn't promote autoimmune disease, and yet even the Mayo Clinic has named it as a potent anti-carcinogen. So for a lot of ladies, they hear about that, and they say, I want estriol and 2-methoxyestradiol. I'll have two anti-carcinogens and nothing that promotes autoimmune disease.
Okay, then I probably will call Dr. Morkel on Monday and see what they've recompounded this, because... Yeah, as soon as she applies it, the cream, and it's like a 1 gram a week, and I'm on bioidentical patches, and I only take 7 grams a week my mom is on, and I'm only taking 1 gram. So I think that this cream, I'll talk to Dr. Markle, because when she does apply it, she's getting a rush, she gets jittery right after, and this is without the testosterone in it. So there's something in there that is not... Something's in there that's not right then.
Sounds like it might be the estradiol,
ma'am.
That's
not a normal effect, right?
No, it's not at all normal. So it sounds like it might be the estradiol.
And that could be causing her a GI upset and jitterness and tired again, all over again with these hyperthyroid symptoms.
If it's the hyperthyroid symptoms coming on, yes, it could, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
So you're welcome. Just got to rearrange those estrogens. That's all.